USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced Tuesday that he will be deploying the National Guard to the southern border in his state to try to help overwhelmed local resources. In a statement, Ducey said he made the decision after visiting the border and seeing staffing strained and resources stretched thin. Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Lamb says the issues from illegal immigrants crossing the border have only increased since President Biden took office. He tells Fox News that as the situation worsens, the administration is only losing credibility with the American people.
Over the last 3-4 months, it's been a complete disaster since this administration's come in. And they are to blame. It is a crisis. They can use all the different words they want other than crisis, but what they're doing is they are losing credibility with the American people. And they didn't have a lot of credibility to start off with. So whatever credibility they're losing now is not going to help them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Another major company suffers a security breach, putting customers' personal data at risk. Tim Berg has the story.
A reported data breach at Geico is putting many customers' driver's license information at risk. A filing with the California Attorney General's office says the security lapse that lasted from January 21st to March 1st left an unspecified number of customers' information exposed to hackers. The insurance company warning the fraudsters could use the information to apply for bogus unemployment benefits in customers' names. Geico is offering customers a free one-year subscription to the theft protection software Identity Force in response to the hack. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And rock star Ted Nugent says he's tested positive for COVID-19 and the symptoms have hit him hard. In a video on Facebook, Nugent said that he'd had flu symptoms for 10 days, suffering from fatigue and body aches, and that he felt like he was dying. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republicans may soon have a counter-proposal to President Biden's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo telling reporters Tuesday that she hopes their plan will be ready by the end of the week. The announcement coming a day after a group of bipartisan lawmakers met with the president at the White House to discuss the bill. Biden saying at that meeting that he was willing to compromise on the more than $2 trillion package. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that the GOP is working on a more targeted infrastructure proposal.
Senator Caputo and others in our conference are continuing to work on an infrastructure bill that we think is about what is traditionally considered infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports, broadband, and in the hope that we can convince the majority in the House and Senate to focus on this issue in a way that is more modest than this multi-trillion dollar bill, which is a Trojan horse for revisiting the 2017 tax bill and raising the debt even more.
And iconic songwriter and composer Jim Steinman has died. Steinman is best known for his work on Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell record, writing most of the music on the 1977 album that has sold more than 14 million copies. Steinman was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2012. He was 73. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.